This year will be a series. Name of the year called Stranger Danger. How do we get, what in the world is Stranger Danger? So we'll soon see. We have all the printouts, worthwhile to follow along. There's a question that we have to ask ourselves. Let's start off like this. You know, you go down the street and you see people smoking. And you ask yourself, why are you smoking? Especially when they smoke substances which is literally the same smelling family as skunk. And you say, what are you doing? The answer is, it makes them feel good. Okay. So the question now is, we know there are dangers in smoking. And the question is, what constitutes a danger that is prohibited by Torah law? A famous thing I say over is story that disagreement that I had with the yeshiva. The yeshiva went skiing, and I was in the mood of putting up a fight. I told the rabbi of the yeshiva, "You're not allowed to go skiing. You think you're such great people? I'll still go skiing. I'll still go skiing. So why? So you're putting yourself in danger." Now, people get very defensive when you say such a thing like that. They're so defensive. But the truth is, the reason why they're getting defensive is because I just shot an arrow. Wait, am I putting myself in the danger? And I even spoke to Reb Reuven, and I asked Reb Reuven the following question. And Reb Reuven said, you're right, going skiing. You can't go skiing.
Going to bunny school.
So I said, the usher? He said, usher is a strong word. Just because you shouldn't do something doesn't make it usher. Now, we have to know, let's try to be a little bit black and white thinking. Why is it? What is the Hagdara of what's permitted and what's not permitted? Is smoking a permitted thing to do? You get an Avera when you smoke. A friend of mine once went to the doctor, and the doctor asked him, do you smoke? And he said, I smoke. That every time you're doing it, you're pusher getting an Avera. That's what the doctor said. A doctor in Staten Island.
Is it pusher getting an Avera?
You're getting an Avera every time. You're getting a lot. He may have not used the word pusher, but this doctor had absolutely no bedside manners. He was very rude to my friend. And I don't understand how doctors cannot have bedside manners. I mean, you realize you're dealing with the vulnerable people. They're going to the doctor. So be nice. Patients should also be nice to doctors as well. It's true. So page one, we start off with a pasuk. The pasuk says, in Devarim chapter test, pasuk test, Raki Sham Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Ma'od. Guard yourself and guard your soul. Very much. What should you guard yourself? Guard yourself and guard your soul, lest you forget the things that you saw by Har Sinai. Pentishkach is a Devarim Asharo Einach. What you saw, we don't want you to forget. Never forget. The real never forget is Har Sinai. I would actually say that some of us, we should forget bad things that happened to us. Because remembering bad things is really only for one day a year, Tisha B'Av. Other times, just never forget. We have to know why. Is it going to hurt us or is it going to help us? Hearing bad news, I'm not sure if it's a good thing. People go down to Auschwitz. So if you're going to mechazik yourself, how are you strengthening yourself? You just put, I don't know, you're going back to destruction. I don't know if that seems the right thing to do. I'm unsure. Why do you need such a cascading of emotions of seeing hundreds of thousands of dead people? I'm not sure.
And then people do it to show to appreciate Eretz Yisrael.
Well, Eretz Yisrael really didn't want us after the Mohammed, so it didn't really work so well. Only happened a little bit afterwards. I mean, they wanted us, but they didn't want us before the war was over. They wanted it to be really, really bad. This way, people will have mercy and allow a Jewish state to happen. This is the word of Ben Gurion, who said, "Rak bedam yagil lanu asar." It's only with blood. So Ben Gurion basically said that we don't want to help Jews during the war, but then the too many Jews could get saved. Let's make it really bloody, then everybody would have mercy on us. How twisted did that sound? Silence in the courtroom. Well, that's what he said. Dvarim yutes tedvav, another pasuk. Nishmarta ma'oilan avshisechem, guard very much your soul. Okay? Two times it says to guard your soul. One in Dvarim yutes test, and one, 6 seconds later, Dvarim yutes tedvav. Now, comes along the Rambam. And the Rambam in Hilchos Reitzeach v'Shmiras Nefesh, Perek Yirah Pasuk Gimel, brings down that when one has to build a mica, a fence on the roof, it has to be at least 10 tefachim tall in order for a person not to fall. So a person is required to make themselves a fence so they shouldn't fall. Says the Rambam, it has to be also a strong fence, that if you lean on the fence, you won't fall down. What about somebody who doesn't put up his mica on his roof? Says the Rambam, he's mevatel anaseh, and he's over leisaseh. The Rambam also adds on that you don't get malchus for this aseh. Rambam says in the end of Halacha Gimel, bein leiken alav zeh, mimnei she'ein bei maisa. The act of not doing is not an action. It's inaction.
So
inaction is not... does not make a person get malchus. That is the Rambam in Halacha Gimel. Now, the Rambam afterwards explains, wait, this is not just any roof. This is, the truth is, any type of sakana that a person could go ahead and hurt themselves. For example, somebody has a pit. Somebody has a well in his yard. Whether there's water, whether there's no water, he has to make some type of thing of ten tefachim. Think about this, halacha l'maisa, a pool. Le'alinu le'alechem, how we hear stories, things that happen in the pool. You're required by Torah law to make a fence around your pool. Otherwise, you're creating a chance of somebody falling in. And that necessitates you making a fence that will stop people from falling. This is what the Rambam adds. Although the pasuk doesn't say that. Pasuk just says a mica for your roof. Rambam says, we see from the Torah that it's not just a roof. It's just an all-encompassing halacha to make sure that you don't do anything that makes you have a sakon. That so far, as Aryeh Leib said before, it's pashat.
You see that logic. How would you be able to resolve a
threesome? Well, fracts are very, very chashuva. Fracts are very chashuva. Yeah, Reb Avi Frankel Shlita, if anybody takes a job that puts themselves in the situation of a sakana, would it carry over that you're not allowed to take such a job? Because, well, you're not allowed to have a sakana, but maybe you're not allowed to be in a situation of a sakana like that. Maybe. Says the Rambam, let's add on and make it, the question stronger. He says, any mechshel, v'chein kol mechshel, sheyesh by sakana tefashet. Again, this is in Rambam Perek Yirah Alef Halacha Dalet. Anything that could create a sakanas nefashos, mitzvah saseh la'asira. You see something on the street that could create a sakana, it's a mitzvah to remove it, ulisham mimenu, and guard from it. Ulizar b'davar yofa yofa. You have to be very warned a lot about this. And the Rambam brings down a pasuk, a different pasuk, not the pasuk of Micah. The Rambam adds on, shenemar hisham l'cha v'shmar nafshecha. The original pasuk that we said, the original pasuk that we brought down in Perek Yutes Pasuk Tes, that speaks about don't forget what you saw, guard yourself to not forget what you saw by Har Sinai. The Rambam puts in that this pasuk adds that you have to watch yourself from doing anything.
Didn't it say that Har Kulam wasn't
that Har smoking? The Emloi Heiser, and if you don't remove any sakana, or you put Mechshailis that brings a sakana, it'll misvisasei. You're mevatel dismissus asay, and you're over the loisase. So these two things. And I say, guard yourself. Loisase, do not put blood in your house, which is the mitzvah of making a mica. Again, it's the lav she'en b'maisa, the inaction that you're doing. Now, I'm going to ask a question on the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's an action, it's an inaction by not taking away a stumbling block. What about if you put a stumbling block there? So the Rambam himself says, if you put the stumbling block there, you're going to be over on loy tosim damim v'vesecha. Now, again, get a lav. It's a lav. You're not allowed to make, have a roof. It's a that doesn't have a fence on it. That is a lav she'ain by myself. But let's say I make a problem. I put in the road some nails that people are walking on because I'm just lazy, so I throw it out of my apartment. So if I do that and I cause somebody to get hurt, God forbid, would I be mechuyev in Malkus? The Rambam says the only reason why I don't get lashes is because it's an inaction. By not putting up a fence, will the Rambam agree that in the case where I actually put a stumbling block on, so then it is an action or not? This is a question that I'm posing to our great rabbi, Gabbai, Rav Nussi Shreiber Shlita. What do you say, Rav Nussi?
I already know the answer. Are you doing Rosh Hashanah?
I'm talking about any place where a person could hurt themselves.
Isn't it like we play Eber and put something in the computer? Put it there, otherwise.
The Kongo knows, he's like, yeah, of course I'm Mechuyev Malkus. I'm Mechuyev Malkus, Midday Raisa. Well, let's take a look at the next Rambam. The next Rambam says many things the Chachamim Aser, because he's a Sakonis Nefashis. And anybody who's over on them and says, you know what, I don't care. I'll put myself in a Sakana. And what do other people care about me? So what? It's my life, my body, my choice. I'm not Makbid. Makin oisoi makas mardus. You give him makas mardus. Now, we have to ask ourselves the following question. What are the Rambam adding on? Makas mardus is a malkus midorabonon. It's not malkus midoraisa. Not midoraisa. And over here, the Rambam is saying another added umbrella into this law. If a person says, I'm going to put myself in the sakana, I don't care. So you give makas midorabonon. It seems like this is a little bit different. This is not putting on an actual stumbling block. This is acting in a situation. I'll put myself in the situation of a sakana. And the question is, well, what is that? Makas mardus, that's pretty crazy, to give lashes. Why did the Rambam only say makas mardus? Well, if a person puts themselves in the situation of sakana, we just said a second ago, maybe it's derisive if there's an action. Okay, that's the question on the Rambam. But what we see over here are very important in the Rambam. The Rambam says, anytime that you don't watch yourself, you're over an asay and a loy sasa. Malkus, we had a question, if you get Malkus, if you did an action of danger. We know the Rambam says you get Malkus midrabbanon. What about Malkus midrayis? If I, let's say, put a stumbling block or made a slippery place, I put ice or something, am I over a Malkus midrayis of causing a situation of sakana? That is what we are in a question of Tzarchin. Ram doesn't say it outright. Okay, we didn't give the Agdoria. Where does it end? That's the question. Where does it end? Okay, let's go further. We just finished step number one. Step number two is a Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Tavkuf Memvav on the Mitzvah of Micah brings down that Chazal, same thing as the Rambam said, you have to be careful to guard yourself from different types of dangers. And he also says that somebody who's over on them, he gets makas mardus. Now, one of the things, examples he says is, don't drink from a gutter or from the rivers. You drink from that, what could get into you? A leech, God forbid. Mayim megulim as well. What is my megulim? Uncovered liquids. Uncovered liquids, you don't drink. Why? Because of the venom. Famous story from the Chazanish. That the Chazanish was makbir today, even though we don't have snakes. And by the way, Shulchan Aruch brings down that when it comes to Kiddush, even though we're not makbir on giloy, which means uncovered stuff, for Kiddush you should be makbir on. Did you know that? So anybody who enjoys a bottle of wine, real wine, dry wine. The sweet wine, for full disclosure, is not really wine.
Yeah, but as long as you're in the room, it's okay. I think
in the room. Giloy means uncovered.
clean the room.
An uncovered bottle of something. So the halacha is that you should have it covered. Well, any wine connoisseur who thinks that he's a wine connoisseur, what they say is that if you have it uncovered, it helps it aerate. There is an aerator, this is true. But if you don't have an aerator and you just leave it uncovered,
it's okay. It's good.
And you leave it uncovered, you're going to want to aerate the wine. Just realize that you're making a mistake a little bit. And try to make it covered or somehow that it can still aerate. Yeah.
So you leave the room, it's a problem. If you're there, it's okay.
So we don't want. So the story with the Chavin, with the Chavinish is really a story for Chaim Kanievsky that he was makbid, the Chavinish was makbid on everything when it came to Giloy. And he said, so he left his kitchen once. He had a pot of milk that was boiling. And he left and he came back and he realized, wait, it was uncovered and a makbid. He said, I don't need to be machmer on it. It's not so important. But then he said, but maybe I should be machmer. He's like, okay, you know what? Let me spill it out. He spills it out and on the bottom of the pot, the snake.
Wow.
So you want to know how that snake got there? The snake got there, in my opinion, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the snake there to show, as the Vilna Gaon says, I'll give you another proof for this idea. Ezra HaSofer wanted people to have relations Friday night. So he made a mitzvah of eating garlic. Because garlic increases the... however you want to explain it. And one of the takanas Ezra to eat garlic Friday night. Says the Gra. What about Bakram? Says the Gra. We see that just because Ezra Sefer made a takana and he gave one of the revealed reasons, doesn't mean that there isn't reasons that are not revealed. Another time we find that is when it comes to Mila. Why do we have Bris Mila on the eighth day? So the Medrash says, well, it used to be a woman who's a Nida. How many days does she have to wait? Well, today we know there's a 5 day plus 7 days. Why 5 days? Anyway, it takes them to stop bleeding at least 5 days. And then another 7 days of clean bread. Well, in the olden days, when things were not like that, it was just 7 days. And at the seventh day, she's 100% tahar. There's no problem. That's it. Says the Medrash. Why does a lady have... why do they wait? A baby has a bris on the eighth day. Could you imagine you have a bris on the first, second, third, fourth day? They wouldn't be able to have relations. And they would be in a bad mood. And everybody else is in a good mood. Wait till the eighth day. The seventh day, already they can have relations. They're in a great mood. And everybody else is in a good mood. Nope. Fred Zavel Perlman Shlita. He's like, I don't understand the Medrash. Like Fred Zavel, from the experience of all people, ladies, by the eighth day, aren't getting anywhere near you. It's a great question. But I thought the Medrash says the Gra, what about today? Today, that there's the 40 and 80 days is 33 plus 7. That's Dam Tahar and Dam Tame. That's a different thing. There's 7 days for a boy, Dam Tame, and then the rest of the Dam is Tahar. Meaning, a lady could be continuous bleeding. A lady could be continuously bleeding, and it doesn't make a difference. So the point is, says the Gra, so maybe we should push off the bris until 6 weeks later, when the woman is strong enough. Says the Gra, we see not like that. Just because we see a reason, there are many other reasons that are not revealed. That's a very important thing to bring out. And we see over here when it comes to Giloy, but real Giloy, when you're the issue, you have to be careful. Another thing the Chinuch says is, when it comes to food that have holes in them, apples, holes in them, if there are worms or stuff that go and put in their garbage or poison, you have to be careful. Don't put coins in your mouth. Stuff like that, because you could have germs. This is what, and this all comes from where? from this mitzvah. From the mitzvah of Micah, a person doesn't clean their hand off from germs and they make themselves come sick. Are they over a daraisa? We see from the chinuch, well, how far do they go? That's pretty crazy. A person that we know today, person like, I don't care about it. Okay, well, we know it works the other way around. The people who are always nervous about getting sick, people who are always nervous about getting COVID, they got COVID more than everybody else. I'm not talking about the people who decided that they don't care and they acted like a behemoth. I'm talking about the people who were all nervous, somehow. Yeah, super nervous. The super nervous people. This, so this,
some people wearing masks.
Now, okay. Now that we got this clear, now let's ask ourselves the following question. Now that we got this clear, let's go to, for the next 10 minutes of Hashem of this year, let's go through the Gemaras that speak about different sakanas. One Gemara we're going to speak about is bloodletting. In the olden days, they used to do bloodletting. Now, today, scientifically, it has been proven that it doesn't help. However, in the time of the Gemara, everybody did it. I believe they felt that when you let out blood, you're letting out the old blood, and new blood is regenerating. You should know, they've gone into saunas for thousands of years. Only today, people are very into going to saunas. They realize that when you sweat, toxins get taken out. But I guess a similar idea, they thought when it comes to blood, the blood comes out, and then you have new blood that comes in. What? I don't know. But this is what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, on the Shabbos Daf Kuf Testament base, this is on page 2, that Shmuel says you should do it every 30 days. But Ubein HaPrakim, which means after 40 years old, do it less. Then Shmuel says, when should you do it? What days are good days to do it? One thing is very clear, that one of the chesroinos of galus, which is also a mila, was that we're much less attuned with what is really going on around us. People those days used to really see shaden. The person said he sees shaden today. They're just having a lot of anxiety and these demyonis issues. But in those days, they were able to feel and see a lot more. Now, Shmuel says, don't bloodlet, says the Gemara. Pursa the damach on Sunday, Chad b'Shabbata, Arba, Umali Shabbat on Friday. But don't do it on Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday, that's not a good day to do it. Why? Monday and Thursday are maybe judgment days. But if somebody has chus avos, then you could do a Monday and Thursdays. Then, says Shmuel, what's wrong with doing it on says the Gemara, v'sham ke'echa b'tlosta b'shabasa, everybody agrees not to do it on Tuesday. What's wrong with Tuesday? Because there's mazel madim. The way the star constellation goes around, there's a certain mazel madim, which is not a good mazel. Now, at the end of the day, the Gemara says that, wait, we have a problem. Because Friday also has that problem. But we said you should do it on Wednesday and on Friday, Tuesday, no. Monday, Thursday, depends if you have supposed to have it. Friday, there's also Mazel Madim. So the Gemara answers, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Let's clarify. Sunday, Wednesday, and Erev Shabbos. Monday, those are the days that you should do it. Monday and Thursday is not. Tuesday, everybody agrees not. For the Gemara, Mazel Madim is also on Friday. So the Gemara answers, even the Darsh Bei Rabbi, since everybody does it, Shem Rebaseim Hashem, Hashem guards the fools. Why would they do it on Friday? So Rashi explains why they would go ahead and do it on Friday. And everybody's doing it on Friday. Hashem guards the fools. So this is the first time we see over here that although you shouldn't do something because you're putting yourself in the situation of a sakana, but there's this idea that Hashem guards a fool. So
that concept allows you to
do certain things, which we have to see what falls under the Shemar Pesayim Hashem and what doesn't. Another Gemara speaks about Gimel Nashim B'Shameshes B'Mayach, which is if a woman wants to do a form of contraception. Now today, in today's world, people think that contraception is just a permitted thing to do. Well, I want to tell you something. Contraception is not such a permitted thing to do in all situations. It's just not. What's for sure not is, let's say, abortion is for sure not something that's just permitted to do just because you want to do it. Even if you want to say, as we said before last night, even if you want to say that this bundle of cells is just a bunch of cells, not real tissue, it's not really any child, it's definitely worse than stepping on an ant, right? It's not just you do whatever you want. As the Rosh Hashiva of YU, the Chatzadik Levracha of Yosher Bar Salveshik said, the world today wants pleasure without any responsibility. That's what contraceptives made. Pleasure without responsibility. That's not the Yiddish way. The Yiddish way is anytime we have pleasure, we always take responsibility. Pleasure without responsibility equals hefkeres. So the Gemara says there are three people, Gemara Yuvam Estaf Yud Beis Mud Beis, that are Mishameshes B'moich. Rav Bivi says in front of Rav Nachman, three women are able, who? Hana. Can you imagine? Child marriage. Mubaris, a pregnant woman, and a nursing woman. So the Gemara says, because it's possible for her to get pregnant again, and it's going to press on the embryo and crush it. And it's possible today for such a thing to happen, extremely rare. But a person could get pregnant twice over, very, very, very rare. A nursing, she might not have any more milk and her kid's going to die. It was before the advent of any type of formula, terrible thing. But it just, you like formula. Okay. It saves money. Well, we know clearly that the kids are much healthier with it's wasting money, definitely. And a katana, she comes pregnant, she might die. So they're able to be mishameshes b'moich. Mishameshes b'moich is a few way machlokes rishonim. What exactly does mishameshes b'moich mean? Doesn't mean, well, they're having kashmish with a moich. A moich is some type of handkerchief. So Rashi says that they're mutter to put a moich inside when they're doing what they're called in order for them not to become pregnant. So it's like the Gemara. That the Gemara brings down that the Chachamim argue and they say, but do whatever you want, all these three people. We have a sakana. Hashem's going to have mercy. Hashem guards the food. Well, three dangers. If a child comes pregnant, she could die. She's not able to withstand it. A nursing mother, the kid's going to die. They should use a moich. And the Chacham argue and they say, Hashem guard the fool. Hashem will have mercy on them. They don't need to use the moich. That is the way Rashi brings down. Taisus brings down Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, absolutely not. Before Tashmish, there was never a habimin in the world to be able to go ahead and be Mishameshes B'moich. That's not mutter. That is destroying seed, and destroying seed is not mutter. However, we're talking about a situation of after Tashmish to put it in and to somehow clean it up. And that's not considered Ashkach Zazera. That is the way Taisus learns the sugi over there. And Taisus also learns the way, if you look in the Gemara a little bit differently, that Mishameshes B'moich means they're mechuyev to do that, rather than they're allowed to do that, two different ways to be able to learn. But now we have, and this is what we'll end off with these two ideas we have to think about. In the Gemara on Shabbos, we see that you're allowed to bloodlet on Friday because everybody's doing it. And everybody does it, creates Hashem guards the fool, this idea. And the Gemara on Yevamos, when it comes to this, is Hashem guard the fool. What do you mean Hashem guard the fool? It is possible that she could come pregnant and it could make, what does it mean Hashem guard the fool? Meaning we have to understand the difference between the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos mean everybody's doing that. And therefore, everybody does it, makes it right. Yeah, Hashem guard the fool. Gemara on Yevamos, they could do whatever you want because Hashem guard the fools.
So everyone used to smoke back in the day. Everyone did it, so Hashem. So now it's different.
So we have to know. Well, accepted practice then. What about today that everybody's smoking? Okay. We will stop the show right now. And we'll continue with Hashem next week. We're going to get to the older modern age questions. But the main thing we have to realize is the idea, one has to guard their soul. And we have a clear pasuk of Shem Rebsayim Hashem, which allowed people to put themselves in a situation of sakana. And the question is, when does these both things apply? Shkoyev Prabhupada for coming. Let's see you in the Rit Hashem next week. Achadani Ben Tashra Emirat Tadash Baruch Hu. Zaki Seif Tishrol. Fikha Kherbalam Tera Mitzvahis. Shem Adai Nechav Eitz Masar Krak Gdil Tera Biyadir. Thank you, Zavol. And thank you, our anonymous sponsor, for sponsoring the shir. Tadash Baruch Hu should give everybody Yeshua's cult of